The Voyager Jazz Group was officially founded in France about 7 years ago this month. Then a quartet, the group included musicians from Ireland, France, and the United States. Saxophonist William Brian Hogg spent that summer playing jazz festivals and concerts throughout France. In 2017, the current configuration of the Voyager took shape in Cincinnati, and later this month, they'll release their brand new full-length CD, Rites of Passage. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined by Zoom with the members of the Voyager. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go around the horn real quickly, call on you by instrument, and ask for you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, beginning with Boss Hogg.
Hi, William Brian Hogg. I'm the saxophonist. I am also the founder of the group in Marseille, France. And it's great to have this new configuration and to hear the new direction of the band. So it's awesome, and thanks for having us.
Bass.
My name is Oscar Salamanca. I'm a bass player from Colombia. And well, I've been enjoying a while playing with Voyager. It has been a wonderful experience.
Malakat and synth.
Sean Herzig, multi-instrumentalist, mallet player in Voyager, and I got asked to play vibes in this group initially, and then I was like, well, can I bring my synths too? Is that cool? And it seemed to be cool, so here we are.
Drums.
My name's Nick from the good old suburbs of Westchester, where I'm currently stuck.
Piano.
My name is Ryan Jones, and I'm originally from Western Kentucky, but my wife and I, we live up here in Cincinnati now, and been playing some with Voyager for the past 2 years and loved every minute of it.
And Bone.
Hello, I'm Zachary Granger. I am also from Westchester, Ohio, where me and Nick went to the same high school, Lakota East. And I live in Covington with my wife, Amanda, and just a freelance trombonist. Do anything, wash cars, mow lawns, whatever to desperately cobble together a living.
So I don't know if you named this album in advance, but in retrospect, boy, Rite of Passage. What a title for this recording. Can you talk a little bit, Brian, about the recording process and what you were facing up against?
First thing, I received a grant from the College of Arts and Sciences over at Northern Kentucky University. And so I sent a proposal that is a faculty student collaborative grant. So myself and Ashley Shepard, who mixed and engineered, mastered, balanced, whatever. He and I were the faculty advisors, and we had three students from NKU work with us on the project. So I approached the guys in the band. I said, you know, we have this opportunity to record. Are you guys interested? They say yes. And so we were off and running.
Zach, does the band play out? I mean, how did you tighten up this music?
So we really tried to find any places where we can play around Cincinnati. We were one of the first groups to jump on to the Red Light Jazz Room, the Urban Winery in OTR. We played at a fretboard, as you heard in the live stream. This is one of the few bands where the music is so difficult if you don't rehearse. We do a little bit of rehearsing and live performances, which keeps things really exciting. And then when we get very new, difficult music, we spend many hours late at night keeping people up.
Oscar, you're one of the composers for the group. What's your songwriting inspiration?
Mapale is the name of a little fish, and also it's like a fertility dance in my country. So I was explaining them a little bit about, hey, this is about fertility, about the sexual encounter. And it's also, well, a lot of tools from Latin America, not only from my country, but from different regions, Afro-descending regions, actually. I don't know, it's just missing my ancestors, I guess.
Do you collaborate as writers, or each guy kind of bring their own piece in and teach the band?
I think each one brings their own stuff. We have so many different backgrounds that is what enriches this band. And that is noticeable not only in the composition part, but also at the time to perform somebody else's piece. I bring the bass that I am myself, you know, mm-hmm. And each musician do what they bring from their background.
Well, since, as Adrian Belew would say, talking about music is like whistling about chickens, why don't we give that track a listen? Oscar, will you introduce your piece?
Its name is the name of the same rhythm. It's called Mapale. Thank you.
guests are the Voyager Jazz Ensemble. That's a brand new cut from the record Rites of Passage, released on 19th of May. Is that correct?
Yes. The record's supposed to be delivered on the 19th. Because of the current status, we're trying to figure out exactly how we're going to release it to the public. But the demand already has been really, really, people seem to be really excited about it.
Zig, they told me not to talk to you, but I'm going to ask you a question anyway. My guess is that you probably had some kind of release event planned for this. So how have you had to bob and weave to do a sort of a virtual release event?
Well, I'm not sure. We've been talking about a virtual release party of sorts, if we could get away with it and do like a socially distant performance or live stream. That would be pretty cool. I think this is all kind of still in the talks, obviously, with the current state of the world right now.
Ryan, you were really on a tight schedule to get this album recorded and mixed, weren't you?
Yes, we really had a small window with the way the grant works and the way different things were brought about. So we had about a week to do everything. That's including starting to mix and master. So we really had to get it done, the recording part done as soon as possible.
Nick, talk about working with Ashley Shepherd a little bit.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with him. He obviously knew his stuff and he taught well. I mean, I learned a lot about the recording process just being there. I had recorded before, but I hadn't seen him work like that. And it was smooth sailing.
Brian, is there much room for improvisation in the recording?
Oh, goodness. There's a ton of that. I think one of the great things about the group is everybody is very different in their approach. So we really try to find the balance between through composed music and trying to pick the right tune that features somebody in the band so they can express themselves.
Were you sort of the music director on this?
Gosh, I won't take credit for that or the blame.
Yes. He doesn't like to admit it, but he was.
Well, I'd like to think, you know, picking solos, picking tunes, picking, you know, exactly how we wanted to put it together was a collaborative effort. And I really wanted the group to have as much say as possible. I don't like being a band leader. There's two kinds of people. There's the people that love running a band. And then there's people like me who just want to show up and play.
Zach, who did the cover artwork? And can you talk about that a little bit?
I don't remember the guy's name. It's somebody that Brian had worked with in the past. And we had looked at a handful of designs, different colors and shades, and things that we wanted to match with the album title. And we all felt comfortable with the design and then the exact color scheme that went along with it.
Quick story is the designer that did the first record is from France, and I contacted him. And he's really good. It was just going to be cost prohibitive. So I talked to a guy named Noah Gabriel Hines. He does 3D art, professional photographer, but he was just getting into this sort of design work. And so we got him at a really good price. I sent him a basic idea and the name of the record. And I sent him just a picture of something I thought was cool, and he ran with it. So this is his design. He pulled this together, sent me a bunch of proofs. I sent it to the guys. They wanted purple, and that's pretty much the end of that.
And you got Brad Good to write the liner notes. What's your connection with Brad?
Brad's my mentor, and not only a dear friend of mine, but he's probably the most significant person, musician, human being in my development as a musician and composer. And he wrote the liner notes for the first record. I asked him, and he generously said he would for this one.
The dictionary says that a voyager is someone who goes on long trips to faraway lands. Historically, voyagers have been explorers. Born in France and now based out of Cincinnati in northern Kentucky, the Voyager Jazz Ensemble has completed a rite of passage by producing a full-length album in the shadow of a global pandemic. We've been visiting with the Voyager by Zoom. Guys, when things open back up again, I hope you'll come into the studio and play live for us.
Oh, yeah.
Locked and loaded. Until such time, for a link to the Voyager's music and, when available, their gigs and the new CD, Rites of Passage, visit our website, wvxu.org. And my full review of Rites of Passage will be posted on WVXU's local exposure. Gentlemen, thanks again. Can't wait to see you out, about, live and in person.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For 91.7, I'm Elaine Deal.